This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In Syria, health officials say a deadly drone strike hit a packed graduation ceremony for young military officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
A new section of wall was being built on the southern border of the United States. While Biden has campaigned against the border wall, he says there's nothing he can do about this particular section.
The border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriated. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
The new construction would build barriers and roads in a part of Texas that has seen large numbers of migrants crossing from Mexico. A Spanish charity says Italy has impounded its rescue ship Open Arms for violating rules by Italy's right-wing government banning multiple rescues at sea. The charity Open Arms says the boat is blocked from leaving port for 20 days and the charity has been levied a fine of between 3,000 and 10,000 euros. Open Arms calls the sanctions a violation of the law of the sea that requires boats to rescue people in distress. It says it is being punished for rescuing 176 people in three operations, including people of, quote, extreme vulnerability. For additional stories, 20-